This episode of Heavy Metal Kingdom is dedicated to the people of France who have lost their lives in the attack last night at the Eagles of Death Metal concert. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all of you, and we hope for the best for all of you. We are very sorry that such a thing happened to you, and I hope that the great nation of France can recover, and good luck and much love to all of you. And now...
Welcome to Heavy Metal Kingdom!
That's right, it's Heavy Metal Kingdom, the show that, the show that digs through the ditches, burns through the witches, and slams in the back of your personal Dragula. I am the Heavy Metal King, your illustrious Lord and Master, and to my right, we have...
Rich, what's going on, guys?
And to my left, the great and legendary Monkey Man, man of many words, few words, actually, so forgive me. And many actions.
I was looking forward to meeting Monkey Man.
There you go.
Today we have many different topics to talk about, things that you freaking care about and nothing else. We're gonna be sharing.
And we're in front of a live audience.
Today we're gonna be in front of a live audience. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it up.
I want my money back.
Shut up. We will tase the fuck out of you.
Put the boots to him.
Midway style. So, today we're going to be talking about personal experience, as always. We're going to be talking about the new albums that have been hitting the streets and the things that we care most about, which is heavy metal. I'm going to start off with my personal experience, if you guys don't mind.
All right.
Over the past week, I have seen Judas Priest for the first time in concert at the Prudential Center. Yeah. They were amazing. They played with Mastodon. I went with the most beautiful girl on the face of the planet. It was a really amazing show, despite the fact Rob Halford being 64 years old and walking in a cane, with a cane. I made a mistake. I don't know. But,
Wikipedia it later.
Yeah, Wikipedia-like. Being 64 and still being able to sing the way he does after so many years, plus his past alcoholism, I thought that, you know, many people would believe that his voice would be out of commission, but not only does he still have the same punch with the high notes, he has displayed guttural vocals, which is new to him, and he was doing an amazing job. There, my illustrious colleagues here have also went to the show, the Monkey Man with me. Rich, would you please tell us what you thought of the show and your experience with it?
Much like the Metal King here, it was my first time seeing Priest. I'm not going to say I'm the biggest Priest fan, but they are awesome. They are one of the bands that brought the new wave of British heavy metal to America and used a whole bunch of bands. And myself, the Metal King, and all these people probably love. It was great. Mastodon is always awesome. Even with the little technical snafu that they had during the final two songs in the set, great. Mastodon is always good live, so
fantastic.
I definitely recommend them.
This was actually the second time I saw Mastodon this year alone.
Okay.
The first time I saw them was at the Central Park.
Oh, you went to the Central Park.
I went to Central Park show. It was really, really good. That was a bet. I will honestly say... with a bottle, like,
with
I'll get to that.
Okay.
No, I was there with my friend Hera, and she's one of the heaviest drinkers I've ever met in my life. We're on top of this massive hill, which is steep as fuck, and we're downing like two bottles of Jack Daniels. I was wrecked. I couldn't even focus.
Can't get any more metal than that.
Yeah, couldn't get more metal than that. I will say one thing that I did not like about the show, and this is not about the show itself. It's about the audience. It was kind of a lackluster audience. Like, they were really, like, the people that were there for Mastodon kind of, like, wrote off Judas Priest. The people who were there for Judas Priest kind of wrote off Mastodon. Because I'm a fan of both. So, I would have appreciated a little bit more energy from the totality of the people there. But, you know, I don't blame them. You know, you got a lot of the older metalheads that are new to Mastodon. And you got a lot of the younger people that never really heard Judas Priest before. Yeah. So there was kind of like a weird, weird air.
Or as I like to look at it, it was like, okay, the more traditional metalheads and like the stoner metalheads all converging. And it's just like, you have the stoner metalheads like, the Jews were like, oh, this is old, man. Come on. I don't give a shit about it. Let's do bong hits. While the Priest fans would be like, this sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Let's just get some freaking Priest.
Priest!
You know. Yeah. That's what I heard all night. Priest! Priest!
Fucking Priest!
I'm like, oh, shit.
I thought it was a really good melting pot, regardless. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I did too. I had a blast. Which now I'm going to bring into. We're going to throw some like Q&A.
But just a minute, second. We still have the.
Oh, yeah, Monkey Man.
Monkey Man.
You were there. Say something, man.
Tell us your accounts of the show.
You've been sexing with hoes.
The monkey climbing. The monkey hoes.
The monkey hoes.
The hoes of monkey back in Peru.
Come on.
Oh, as he likes to call them, las putas. Del mono.
I didn't know Monkey Man was a fellow South American, so I don't like it, but you're Peruvian.
Go ahead.
My experience with the show, this is my first time seeing Mastodon and Judas Priest. I thought it was a very good, very, very great show. Just like Metal King here, I also had a problem with the crowd. More energy needed, but I did not give a fuck. I was there to have fun. I heard all my favorite songs. I heard Blood and Thunder from Mastodon.
The last song they played on the scene.
Yes, they did, and it was great.
That was after they finally fixed all the tech.
Once I heard Blood and Thunder, I was like, is this on the track? And I look at the Mastodon live, they play like they were singing up on the track.
They sound just as good live as they do in the studio, which is a rarity with a lot of fans.
And also, when I heard Judas Priest, Rick and Roll Halford, he was doing like 2-second wardrobe chase each song.
He was in there like magic. Bling! Oh, there's a new suit on this guy. It's fantastic.
Somebody really likes the Rob Halford.
Yeah.
And
I love your wardrobe, so there you go.
One of the highlights for me was, you know, we played Turbo Lover.
Yeah.
Turbo Lover was great. And when the guy's like, we have time for one more song, you know what it is, Painkiller!
That was awesome, yeah.
Oh man, were they like, that's when you lost your voice, if I'm not remembering.
Yes, I did.
Singing along, or just like screaming?
I was singing along and screaming, man.
Awesome. Yeah, you were singing out for
yes, man.
Grab your balls.
Like,
get those high parts.
He was just so freaking amazing. Like, he never missed a step. He had the same amount of energy he's always had. You don't feel like you saw a watered down version of the band. You saw the band in its full impact.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was a really great experience. I sang along. It drove me nuts. I practically cried.
Practically! Did he shed a metal tear?
Shed a metal tear!
Was it black?
He cries blood, not in that emo way.
But it was such an amazing show. Everybody, Mastodon, Judas Priest, everyone was absolutely on point. I think it was by far and away a 5-star show. It was like one of the best. And I saw another show, speak about it before we go on to anything. I went on the week of my birthday, because my birthday was on Thursday of last week, and I saw Blind Guardian for the first time live. And they were playing with Gravedigger. Now, I'm not very... I don't know much about Gravedigger, but they played a really nice...
See You in Hell guys?
Yeah, no, that's Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper, I get those guys.
Get out of here!
I'm old!
No, be gone!
Explain who Blind Guardian is.
For those who don't know, Blind Guardian is one of the most prolific and prominent German power metal bands of all time. They have been around for a while. They've been around since the 80s. And, you know, I was there, and they played all my favorite songs. They played Valhalla. They played Muldred's Song. They played Lord of the Rings. I mean, that set was beyond anything. Now, granted, their encore really, I'm like, it was on for a while. Like, you were there, and if you're not a real, like, I was a really fan, and I'm a dead fan. I'm like, I'm there. But even I was starting to get exhausted, man. Like, I was like, yo, this show, come on, seriously. Yeah. It's nap time, fellas. But it's
15th encore.
It's like, you're like 6 in the morning. All right, who wants to hear more songs?
We're going to play this album in its entirety.
It's like Lord of the Rings, the last one.
They run out of material, start singing songs from other albums that not belong to them. Like, okay, we're going to play some, I don't know, Keith Sweat, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, but it was a really amazing show. All the songs that I heard, great fucking crowd. You know, like, people in their war vests and flying around. I did something that I had not done in 6 years. Which I crowd surfed twice again.
Wow.
I have not done that in a while, and it was a really great experience. I was so happy to see it. It was a dream come true. It was something that I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid. and I'm just so happy I was able to see it. If you ever get the chance to see Blind Guardian live, even if you're not really well known to know them well, please do yourself a favor. Go to the show. It's a blast. It's an absolute blast.
What you're saying is go see Blind Guardian.
Go see Blind Guardian. That is correct. That is correct.
So cool.
All right.
You want to do the question?
Let's do the question.
All right, cool. This is now my little contribution to the Metal Kingdom. Yeah. Actually, I stole it from my boy Rene Rosa. Hi, Rene. He actually posted on his Facebook page, what were the best shows you've ever seen live? And we're going to narrow it down to five, since I got told.
Five each, right?
Okay.
You go first, and I'll go in.
Okay.
We'll do audience top five.
All right. We'll do the audience top five.
Yeah. Well, if we're going to do top five, let me start with a show I went to last year. Motley Crue and Alice Cooper at Madison Square Garden. That was the best show. I like Motley Crue.
Love them
They
both.
Always put on a fucking awesome show. And plus having Alice Cooper. That was great. Yes.
I'm a big fan of Alice Cooper, man. I would love to see that guy live.
Another show. Let's see. I guess you can say, because a lot of metalheads love this band, The Misfits.
Yeah.
They had a club called Life, which is no longer around. It was a great club. I actually saw Suicidal Tendencies there.
Nice.
But that was such an awesome show. It was on Halloween, so it made it even cooler. And it's the closest I've ever seen to the Ramones, because Joey Ramone showed up and he did like a set. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Another show. I know Metal King, he's a big black metal fan. Got to see the Mighty Emperor at BB King.
Fuck
they did
yeah!
Two nights there because the first night sold out, so they had to do a second night.
I love Emperor, man. I would love to see Emperor.
Even
once.
Though the guitarist Samoth couldn't make it in because INS wouldn't let him in the country. This is like post 9/11, so.
Ooh!
Yeah, so that sucks. Another show, let's see. At the Gates, Municipal Waste, and Darkest Hour at Irving Plaza. They did two nights there. Someone in the audience was there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make some noise.
What made it cool was Darkest Hour. They're from Union, New Jersey, so it's cool to see their hometown band that you've seen playing like these little VFWs now playing with Municipal Waste and At the Gates. It was awesome. Let's see another show. For me, because this is my all-time favorite band.
We gotta
go to the bathroom.
Well, no, it's not that.
Some difficulties here, but keep going.
I know. I'm gonna keep going. This is, one of my all-time favorite bands of all time was Black Sabbath,
and
the openers were Pantera and the Deftones. This was
what?
Continental Airlines Arena, Brendan Byrne, or was it Izod? So that was a couple of years ago. That was probably one of the best shows. The Deftones. They're more of a band that should be playing like smaller venues like Irving Plaza, not Continental Airlines, nothing personal. I don't want any Deftone fans coming to fucking find me and kill me, but that's just how I think.
Back, I say!
Throw a banana. There you go. And then the number one show, this was a blast for me, probably my all time best show. Once again, Pantera. And they had Machine Head.
In Cold Chamber.
Roseland. The Long Island show was Pantera and Typo Negative, which we missed out on that.
Oh.
Probably one of the best shows, bar none. Roseland is no longer with us. Sucks.
I just want to interject. I've always been really regretful that I got into.
Actually, Cold Chamber played like a couple months ago.
Where? Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, over in
the original lineup. The Dez and What's Your Face.
Yeah, I went to the show.
Reyna.
I still have the video for it, too.
But they're awesome live. They're awesome. Especially that was like 97, 98. And
so that's, the end of your list?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Here's my list. No particular order because I don't remember which is best. But these are my five favorite shows.
Came out of the show.
Actually, now at number one would be this show Judas Priest.
Oh, Priest and Mastodon. Priest, Mastodon.
It was perfect and it's like the perfect show.
Yeah.
It was the perfect show. At number two, it would actually have to be when I saw Gwar and Cradle of Filth.
Wow.
In I was at the Electric Factory
in
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was so crazy. Now this was before Grokey died. This is before then.
Okay.
And it was just so. Now keep in mind, I've always been, since I was a teenager, a really big fan of Cradle of Filth. I wasn't really...
You're rocking a
right now,
of Cradle of Filth?
I didn't really know much about Gwar at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was part of the Viva La Band tour that was presented by Bam Margera.
Was him playing?
No, they were out.
Oh, thank God.
It was actually CKY, Veins of Jenna, Guar, and Cradle of Filth. Okay. Now, this was the first time I went to see Cradle of Filth, so I was like, all Cradle of Filth in my mind. But when I actually got to see Guar, and all the shit that went up on stage, it was beyond anything. Yeah. I was like, it was like what if you take vaudeville, Peter Jackson horror movie, and a rock concert, and you put it in a blender, and you like snort it.
Guar, yeah.
It was
I
crazy.
I never got to see Guar, but I've heard so many stories.
It's beyond, like, if you went in there with a pure white shirt, you're coming out with tie dye. Yeah. It's just
Guar
that.
Barbecue.
The Guar barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
We have to go.
We got to do that.
Metal Kingdom road trip.
Yeah. We will be one day recording from the Guar barbecue. Mark my words. My number three favorite show was actually the, I believe it was the Masters of Destruction tour. I don't really remember the tour, but it was Napalm Death, Black Dahlia Murder, Hatebreed, and Exodus.
Wow.
I mean, it got so fucking rowdy. Like, people were, like, losing teeth. It was out of fucking control. I lost my mind. Like, Napalm Death, they were, like, in their 40s at the time.
They're still
but they still
awesome
do it, you know? They, like, at least they were like, you know, and everything. And they did all, like, yeah, exactly. No more Nazi,
Nazi punks.
It was a really, it was really crazy shit. And, like, every band was, like, just, it was just got progressively heavier. And, like, it was just crazy, crazy. Number four was
What's Rich's opinion on Black Dahlia?
No, we'll get to that.
Let's not fan those flames quite yet. Number four best show was actually one of my original ones where I went with Monkey King. I mean, Monkey Man. Monkey Man.
Fusion
Technique. Where we went to the, it's called Music is a Weapon Tour,
yes,
and it was headlined by The Stirred at the time.
Oh, okay.
Really great show, and they had everybody, like, Spine Shank was there. But they also had, they had Killswitch Engage, they had Suicide Silence, which I didn't really care about, whatever. Lacuna Coil was there, really great. Chimera was there, it was so freaking good. And then you had The Stirred. Now, me and Monkey Man were, we back then, and still today, it's not too much more back then, we were big fans of Disturbed. And
my sympathies.
Man, fuck you. Anyway, but this is
you
where...
You got stupefied there, okay.
Oh, man, you are down with the sickness, bastard. but no, it wasn't so much just the music, it was going on there.
Yeah.
Like, we were at the show, and... First off, this was when Hot Topic was still doing stuff involving metal. And we actually,
back in the day! That's an oxymoron.
When dinosaurs ruled the land. Oh. No, we actually won the tickets via a contest.
Oh, okay.
So we got the tickets for free. And so, like, so we were watching the show, and, like, the drummer's, like, out there, and all the bandmate members are out there doing their thing. And I'm like, where's the lead singer? And over the drummer, you know that emblem they have, that big circle with the horns?
Yeah.
So there's a big one right over the drummer, and it turns, and he rides into the fucking stage! And we're like, oh, shit! What the fuck is this madness?
Did he have, like, freaking fireworks shooting out of his head or anything like that?
That'd be awesome if it did.
All these sparklers.
You know?
And then,
no, he would have freaking pooped on stage. Blood all over him.
Ugh! And that's going to be for our next podcast, by the way.
Rock His Art.
Rock His Art. And then he gets on stage, you know, he's, like, doing his thing. And, you know, that set finished. And it was pretty fun. It was pretty, pretty fucking crazy. But then he disappears on the, like, when they did the, they did the encore, and he disappears.
Is he fucking David Copperfield?
He's like,
fuck.
White tigers are coming out of somewhere.
Continue.
So, like... In the area where people were, like, in, you know, the general admission, not seated state places like me and this guy, the floor opens, a lighted platform comes from under the ground, and he's riding it, and it's out of fucking control.
Oh.
It was really nuts, and it was hilarious, it was fun.
Yeah.
And my number five best show, and a lot of people, and it's really sad because the progression has gotten worse over time, but... Years ago, when me and Monkey Man went to our very first Mayhem Fest, It was really good. We got to see Cannibal Corpse. It was so cool. Who else was on the roster? I think
we saw Immortal.
Oh, Immortal played. Time. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. Thank you.
Yeah. Be him.
Bring it up.
That shit was great.
Well, and I'm so glad that Nurgle has beaten leukemia back in the game.
I was gonna say they played twice too.
Shout out to another year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was happy about that.
Who, Immortal?
Behemoth. They are a Polish band. Behemoth was there. We saw them, I believe. I can't remember the full roster, but I do know it was a really, really good one. I think we saw Slayer that day.
Yes, we saw Slayer.
It was a really good roster. Marilyn Manson played that night too. It was a really weird mixture of bands, but it was a really, really good one.
Clearly, Manson played left for Slayer.
Yeah,
which was an odd thing to
me. Yeah, what the fuck was up with that?
Yeah, okay.
You know what? I don't do venues, and I don't know how to work. I just want to see them.
You go on first.
Seriously, Live Nation, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Shout out to it. And passing off to Monkey Man, your
all top right, my five top best five shows list. You've been to. All right, I'm going to start off strong with the top five. I saw Ghost BC. Got a shout out to the Papa Man. Yep.
The Swedes.
Gotta say that guy was phenomenal, and I have to say if he were to bless me, I would accept it. And I gotta say for me and the Metal King, it was freaking Metal Church.
Yeah, it was
not the band, by the way.
Not the band.
Actual church.
Yes, it was. So and my number four.
Before you go on, I also want to make it a point for $35. That was not an expensive show.
Where was the show at?
At the Best Buy Theater of all places.
Okay. Well, now it's the PlayStation Theater.
So really?
They changed that name like every
damn.
I used to work there when it was Nokia Theater.
We saw Cradle when it was still over there with Satyricon.
Yeah,
Septic,
I was at that show,
and Septic Flesh. With Septic Flesh when it was still the fucking Nokia. It was crazy. Yeah. I'm sorry, go on.
All right, number four. What was that? Four, yeah.
Four, up to four.
I lost already. My number four would be Slayer for personal reasons.
Okay, where is that at?
Well, the same thing.
Yeah, festival.
But my experience was in the pit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell a story? Please let me tell a story.
I'm
going to tell the story because this is a really epic story. We were in the pit for Slayer, and shit was getting really out of hand. And amongst them, there was like this big Mexican dude, and he was like being mad.
He was
like running around pushing people.
Slayer,
Beanchet Slayer. So he's like running
away, Slayer.
So he's like pushing people down, like literally just knocking them out. This guy says, "No boss!" Jumps on the guy's back.
I did that.
Both arms around his neck, and he's riding him like a freaking Texas bull. So this guy's like, "Get off me!" And he's like, "No, get off me!" Eventually, the guy gets tired, collapses down to one knee. Gets off and said, "Do you like that, bitch?" Walks away. Everyone was losing their mind. It was epic.
See, when Monkey Man wouldn't go, "Have a banana, bitch."
Yeah. He nailed.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, number three.
Oh, yes, number three. Oh, what was that? Number three. Yeah, take my swig.
Intermission.
Intermission of a swig.
Intermission
of a swig. What was that? Yeah, number three. I will have to say I saw Killswitch. No, wait, no, I'm kidding. That's not my number three.
Number 23. That's the thing.
Backwards from 100.
All right. Number three, I saw Iced Earth.
They're pretty fine.
Oh, yeah. I unfortunately, my Metal King cannot join with me. But yeah, another show that I go to.
Yeah. Which show did you go to?
I forgot. What was it that I went to?
You went to the Incubus.
Fuck you!
I was just kidding.
No, wait.
Who was it? I can't remember. Who was it?
The death metal band or the trendy band?
Exactly.
What up?
I didn't see Incubus.
No.
No, that was when I went to see the Metal. Wasn't that when I went to the Metal Alliance tour? Where I saw Behemoth, Inquisition.
I think it was.
Yeah, that was when I went to the Metal Lions tour for that.
Yeah, so I went to see Iced Earth. They played from the Declaration Day to the new album it was freaking wild. And when I heard Red Baron live, shit got crazy.
Wow.
Like, people were like, fuck this, let's go World War II!
And Sabaton was there, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, that's my number two. Number two.
Oh, Sabaton?
Yes, Sabaton Live. They are awesome. They're a ton of fun. Oh, and wow. What put the icing on the cake was like, yeah, we're the village people. We want to see Iced Earth. And people were like, no, fuck that, we want to see you guys! And then, you want one more song? Yes, we want one more song! And the funny thing happened was, he says, okay, this is what I do. YMCA! Oh, and the whole crowd was singing, and it was like, oh, you guys are fucking crazy. Okay, and
number five.
No,
that was two.
Okay, my number
you're
one.
You're drunk,
man.
No. Relax.
I'm old. I'm getting old.
Number one, well, it had to be my first concert ever was seeing Cradle of Filth live.
Where was that?
The Nokia Theater. When it used to be
up. PlayStation, Xbox.
Whatever it is! It's in New York!
Your name here.
I'll be surprised that
whenever they need to rename the place, they just roll some dice with like a bunch of shit on it. Or they got like a bunch of names and they throw the dart on it.
The South Park thing.
With a chicken.
The Wii U Theater.
So yeah, I saw Cradle of Filth there. First concert. This guy could tell you how crazy it was. And it was just a blast. And I could not believe I saw Danny Filth, which is also a shout out. They're going to come back in, I believe, March. They're going to come back here in New York.
Hope they can get into the country, okay?
Yes.
Right?
This time, right?
This time, let's hope they can come off.
Yeah, so this time they're coming in New York. If you want to see them live, this is the chance to do it because we don't know when they're coming back.
Or any European band.
Exactly.
There, so. There's a lot of shit going on.
So that's my list.
Well, for now, we're going to wrap this particular episode up. Thank you for joining us. And to you and all your kind, we say, farewell from Heavy Metal Kingdom!
Come on.
We're gonna do a second episode right now.